Texas San Antonio team looks pretty experienced. A lot of returning starters and scorers.
Yeah, it's a veteran team. They start three seniors and two juniors, and I think that one of the players actually is a sixth-year senior that played on the NCAA tournament team from 2 years ago. So and Brooks got himself a nice team. A great win at Old Dominion. It's a really hard place to play, a hard place to get a win, and they won pretty handily there. So had a nice win this past week. They're on a roll. They won three in a row. So we're going to have to play well and see what we can do.
Do you know Coach Thompson much?
Yeah, we've met quite a few times. He was a junior college coach at Yavapai in Arizona for a couple years and was at Arizona State as an assistant coach and has done just a tremendous job there at UTSA. And it's pretty similar. You know, when you played for Eddie Sutton, you kind of have, that type of personality as far as how your game is coached. And it'd be really, really physical. And it's kind of ironic. You know, Florida State with Leonard Hamilton, it was the same kind of deal. It's and these guys, not as long as Florida State, but they play basically the same way, where they're actually going to get up and really pressure you, make it really difficult for you to cut through the lane, difficult for you to run your stuff. And so we'll have to be able to respond to that.
You'll go there next year?
No, they're just playing here.
Just
this year. Yeah.
What did your guys give you yesterday when you got back together for the first time this week?
Well, I think that it was a long flight home and a really short night on Saturday because we had a 4 o'clock wake-up call and a 4:30 flight home on Sunday so the guys could get home. And so we were a little bit tired yesterday, and I thought practice kind of dragged a little bit. Today was a little bit better, and we're gonna have to really be ready for this team tomorrow. So hopefully we'll get a great effort from our guys.
After reviewing more film on your two games in New York, what did you learn about your team and where are you guys at right now?
Well, I think that the biggest thing is that the first week of the season that we need our senior post guy on the floor a little bit more. That's a big part of the success. Hopefully in a couple weeks, we might be able to handle that situation a little bit better, but weren't prepared for it early. I think that, the quick turnaround with our preparation was difficult for some of our players, especially our newer players. And so it's hard to experience that until you go through it. And our lineup got really short Saturday against Notre Dame, and we're right in that thing with 3 minutes left with a chance to win it, and we couldn't pull it off. But we need to be able to kind of increase the depth of our team.
Were you happy with how the starters did? Do you anticipate any changes with the starting lineup rotation?
Well, I think that's probably the least of our problems right now is who's going to start the game. Who's going to finish the game is a problem, and that's what we'll continue to work on. I think that the preparation is a real issue, and we've had a couple days with this preparation, but this is totally different from what we just played in Notre Dame. And I think the more experienced guys understand, what we do and how we do it, and so they'll continue to have the edge as far as starting the game.
How's Anson Winder doing?
Anson's doing great. He's really had a great 3 or 4 days back there. He didn't play a lot, but he's been a real bright spot the last couple of days in practice.
You see him helping you more at the one or the two position?
Probably on the wing, but we'll see. I mean, Anson was really versatile for us last year, and right now you project things and how they're going to turn out, but that they don't always turn out that way. So it's great to have Anson back to give us another option.
You play Raul in the second game. Where's he at right now for you?
Raul's confidence is an issue, and I think that he's practicing really hard, and he's trying to learn a lot of things, and hopefully he can get to the point where he feels really comfortable out on the floor. But right now, he doesn't feel real comfortable out there.
All Augie's done offensively, at least in terms of shot, is taking threes so far, and he's more than that, isn't he? I mean, he can be more than that for you.
Yeah, but he hasn't got a lot of minutes either. His minutes are pretty spotty, and so I think the thing that we really like with Augie is being able to have him screen and pop into a shot, and that's kind of what he's got most of, and a couple shots in transition. But I think it'll take a while for those newer guys to actually get to the point where they can kind of digest everything that we do in a game plan and then feel comfortable on an offensive end of the floor.
Do you buy in, Dave, to the idea that an early loss to a good team can help you because it shows you areas to work on and things like that, or would you prefer to just win them all?
Well, I would prefer to win them all, but if you don't win them all, then it needs to help you. You know, you need to get better because it's there's a long season ahead, and you have to get your players to where they understand the reasons why we lost, what we can do to kind of prevent those kind of runs in the game or those kind of situations happening or that type of foul trouble, all those kind of issues, and do it in some type of positive way, you know, when you've been beat.
The Maui organizers released the 2014 field that includes BYU. You like the setup?
We're excited.
Like going back?
We're excited. It's a long ways away.
Yeah, that's true enough.
We'll worry about it then.
How about next year? Do you have anything set up yet for the tournament?
We have a tournament set up, and it'll probably be announced sometime whenever the people who put the tournament on actually announce it. We're not in any position to announce someone else's tournament. We're just a participant.
Did you like getting drafted into Maui, or is that something you guys pursue, or how does that all come together with that particular deal?
We pursue as many tournaments as we can that we're eligible to play in, as far as Sunday play is concerned. So.